Many people in Jesus' day had trouble believing that he was the Messiah foretold by the Old Testament prophets. They envisioned a king who came in power and glory. They weren't prepared for the Messiah to be the son of a carpenter or to be born to a young woman in a stable. But where did the first century Jews get their expectations for the Messiah? Was it from the Hebrew Scriptures? What did the Old Testament say about who the Messiah would be?
The Messiah had to be a descendant of David because of prophetic revelation, basically, because it was predicted so. And that goes all the way back to Genesis, where the tribe of Judah is prophesied to be the one through whom the kingship would come. That prophecy was of course, fulfilled in David, King David himself, who was the greatest king of Israel. Every king that followed David was compared to him, either favorably or unfavorably. Then, of course, we have the covenant made with David himself. When David proposed to Nathan the prophet to build a house for the Lord, to build the temple, Nathan came back and said, "You're not going to build a house for the Lord. The Lord is going to build a house for you." And by house, he meant dynasty. It's in 2 Samuel chapter 7. And that prophecy that God would build a house for him, would establish his kingdom forever, that his descendant would reign forever on David's throne, became the foundation for the messianic prophecies that followed. And so when the prophets then referred back after the collapse, especially of the Davidic dynasty, the Davidic kingdom, when they referred back and looked forward to the hope that God would restore the glories of the Davidic dynasty, it was through the line of David that God would raise up a king. In Israel, the priesthood resided in the line of the Levites through Aaron, and the kingship resided in the throne of David in the Davidic dynasty. And so the king, the Messiah, had to come through the line of David.
Why did the Lord Jesus Christ as the Messiah have to be a descendant of David? The answer to that is rooted in God's plan in terms of what he has promised. Ultimately, he has to be human, the last Adam. New Testament picks that up. But in the plan of God, that humanity comes through a specific family, a specific nation, a specific tribe. Particularly what I'm thinking of there is Abraham's family, the nation of Israel, the tribe of Judah, and particularly David's line. That is where we have in terms of the Davidic covenant. 2 Samuel 7 makes promises to David as the representative of Israel, that it's through his offspring, through his lineage, that God's rule will come to this world. The Davidic king is presented as the one who will fulfill ultimately the Adamic role of ruling over the nations, carrying out the creation mandate that was given to each one of us. So the Messiah, in order to fulfill God's plan, has to be a descendant of David, has to fulfill God's promises through the Davidic covenant to the nation of Israel, ultimately in terms of God's promise, all the way back to Genesis 3:15.